My name is Yolande Messer.
And I'm Ennis Messer.
Definitely, it's mentally, emotionally, very difficult. You know, we had the first cycle. Luckily, he was born the first cycle. But, you know, to start off with, you know, you have to inject yourself. The whole process is just very... It's obviously time-consuming, but obviously it's hard to explain if you haven't done it, but it's just
mentally
exhausting. That's the word, exhausting. But it's worth it.
And it's quite an exhausting process then.
Yeah, just for Yolande's body, and you know, it takes its toll on her because it makes her tired and stuff like that. The hormones.
It's very it's like a roller coaster, emotions and hormones and. Because like I said, you have to inject yourself and then you have to take tablets and it's all hormones, you know, you all have to inject yourself with hormones and
she'll let me do it.
Charming. But yeah, no, it's it definitely takes a toll on you, on the body. But like I said, it's definitely worth it.
It's quite an expensive process, but you were able to get it done on the NHS.
Yes. The reason why is because our daughter was diagnosed with a medical condition called autosomal recessive polycystic kidney disease when she was a year old. So because of that, there was a 1 in 4 chance of the next baby to have the same condition. So we had to do IVF. So they basically had to screen and test each embryo to see whether or not that embryo is infected with that gene. So 4 of them were, 5 of them weren't. So we were lucky that, you know, we had enough embryos. And he was the third try.
So he was the third...
Third embryo, basically. So there were 2 miscarriages before him, but on the first cycle. And then I think I've still got two frozen embryos left. So they initially did say to me, you know, you do have a second cycle if the first cycle didn't work. And we were very prepared for the first cycle not to work. Because you initially know, but as soon as, you know, you start doing it and, you know, they say, oh, you're not pregnant. And you keep on thinking to yourself, oh... It's not going to happen. It's not going to work. And, you know, you're exhausted and you still have to take medication, you know, because you're doing this.
Knowing what your body's going to go through again.
Yeah, just knowing that, yeah, it's very, I was an emotional wreck because, you know, you think you will be pregnant, then you're not pregnant, and it's disheartening. And then...
And the body's changing.
And the body changes, changes completely. But then when they did say the third time lucky... That we were, I mean, amazing.
The Scottish Government now extending this, so it's not going to be 2 rounds, it'll be 3 rounds. You guys were lucky, got it on the first cycle.
I know.
So, I mean, it's a hypothetical question more than anything. But as parents, you know, you've mentioned going through that mental anguish of will we be, won't we be?
Yes.
How much do you think it will help parents then?
Oh, I think it's fabulous. I think they'll give them that little bit of extra hope of, you know, it all depends on, say, for instance, with, you know, how many embryos they have initially on each cycle. So, you know, there are a lot of parents that only get 1 or 2 embryos per cycle. And then when they didn't fall pregnant, you know, fine, then they maybe go on the second cycle. And if the same thing happened and they didn't fall pregnant, you know, then, you know, it's very disheartening, like I said. So if for the NHS to offer the third cycle for free, that's amazing. Because it just gives them that extra bit of hope.
If you lose the hope, it's just... That's you're going to win a losing battle.
Because, I mean, obviously, you're desperately wanting a baby. So, you know, if the, you know, just knowing that you have that extra opportunity to be able to fall pregnant, when you didn't fall pregnant the first 2 times, then, you know, that's amazing. So we were lucky. We did fall pregnant the first one, but, you know, could have been the other way.
I've got a friend of a friend that's been trying for 10 years, and they were successful in the end. But, you know, that's how long it can take, so...
Can be that long a process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But as you say, they have this extra level of hope having the third round, and it's based on medical advice as well. Do you think it's really about time that they've done this, and actually maybe it should be across the whole UK that you get 3 cycles?
Yeah, I would say so. It also depends on, you know, because obviously some couples aren't eligible. That's it. Eligible for it. But the ones who are, I mean, definitely throughout. I wish I could say every single, you know, couple that were struggling, you know, whether or not they were eligible or not, you know, that would be amazing if they all could get the 3 cycles, but unfortunately not. But if it could go through the whole UK, that would be amazing.
And you've obviously, at the end of this process, got this
cute
wee boy who's perhaps just waking up.
I know, it's almost feeding time. Yeah, no, he was it's a gift. So if it wasn't for IVF in this clinic, you know, we would have never had him. We wouldn't have had a second baby. Because the chances, the risk was so high to do naturally. We didn't want to take that risk and then, you know, yeah, we just didn't want that. So we were very lucky and happy to have had him. So it was it's worth it.
Amazing experience from the word go, you know.
Till
he came out and the NHS got a lot of flack in the news, but I think it's absolutely amazing, you know, absolutely amazing.
And it took us two and a half years to get him from the beginning when we started IVF. And yes, it's been hard. It's been emotional. You know, disheartening at some times, but I do want parents out there to know there is hope, you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, it happened for us, and it happens for the majority of the couples who do IVF, so there is hope. So definitely with the third cycle being introduced is amazing. Just gives that extra bit of hope.